Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Blog Talk Radio listeners, Robert Palmer, Robert Joseph Palmer, speaking to you from the Raven Institute, the show you're listening to, Channel U. And why do we say that, Channel U? Well, come on, you've arrived. It's time. It's time for you. It's time to channel you. So, you know, the full integration and embodiment of the divine master, divine human, just divine embodiment has happened. It's done. So it's time for you to experience and enjoy that fact, you know, being the embodied master on the planet Earth. What? In this weird and strange little dimension you decided to be in. And, you know, that's just a new kind of weird thing for such a advanced creature to be hanging out in. So the Raven Institute, we do our part to integrate the new consciousness, help you do that. We have five ways of doing that. And on Wednesdays, we focus on leadership development. Five schools full of tools to help you integrate this new consciousness. Those being energy, the energy school, the school of entrepreneurship, the school of leadership development, which we focus on today, the school of performance, and the school of writing. Woo-hoo! So here we are. Robert Palmer, the show channel you. You can call us, our phone number, area code 515-602-9786. That's 515-602-9786. Thanks so much. We see our listenership growing every day. We're getting excited. We're having shows every day to represent the five themes, the five schools that we have at the Raven Institute. One theme a day. Today, leadership development, because it's Wednesday. Wow, we made it. And, man, we had some really great shows on leadership development lately, especially 2 weeks ago. Man, we reviewed that show because at the end of it, we were all kind of looking at each other like, what the? That was amazing. We're kind of proud of the content that went out on that. We got to share that in our social media. We haven't done it yet. But listen to it again the other day and just, I mean, I kind of got lost in listening to it, and suddenly we had a show to do, and we weren't really prepared. I think it was Monday's show, and we just kind of flew by the seat of our pants, which a lot of times goes well here, but didn't feel like it did again. It felt a little sloppy. I don't even want to listen to that show again. Maybe you'd like to. The Energy School show from Monday this week. So the show today, leadership development, the leadership development and the new consciousness show here on the Channel U. Call us if you're wanting to chat. Let's chat. Come on. About your integration and full embodiment of your divine mastery. What? And how, you know, you can integrate this new consciousness through leadership and leadership development. What better way? Hey, if you're one of the masters that is stuck around on the planet Earth, while the you know, the archangels, kind of all the 144,000 families in the ark closed and they left and went back home, that metaphor, and kind of left the place to you. You're a pretty special dude or dudette out there. But it's just time to enjoy. You know, there's no work to do anymore. So we try to help you navigate those new waters if it's something super new to you. And if you're one of those advanced masters, hey, it means you're always looking for the next thing that's going to, you know, keep you at that level. You're a sponge for energy to serve you. So we try to be that thing that shows up, that thing that you needed when you needed it. That's us. And if it's not us, through some of the tools we use, that's what happens. We'll never tell people what to do. A leader doesn't do that. Children do what they're told. If you want to be that kind of leader, good for you, but guess what? Tomorrow you got to tell them all what to do again. That's not fun. It's very draining for the human. It's not a great experience. So children, we always say here when we talk about leadership development, children do what they're told. Masters tell you what they're going to do. So there you go. Which one are you? And we always ask people, what have you been creating lately? And, you know, you in the mindset of a master or in the mindset of a victim, being told what to do by circumstances, by people you surrendered power to. Big illusion on that one. But today's show, we're focusing on some information that came through to us while we're writing our companion book to the Leadership Development Program. Leadership Development Program here at Raven is a series of 5 workshops, and that portfolio is solid. Things been, you know, we've been developing that for over 20 years, so our system's really great. We do it with our eyes closed or with our blindfolds on, but we don't because it's so much fun. Because it's really just us facilitating a space. Every leader knows that. At some point, they get to the point they've done the front load work. Now it's time to let go and trust those folks and just watch the magic happen and just kind of facilitate the space and be the chief visionary officer at that point. And it just becomes really fun. But the work that's been done on our book as of late, some great information coming through. General statement, you know, the master leader creates space to allow energy to serve him and his team. So, you know, you open up that space. And how do you do that? Well, you do it with excitement. And you do it with open-ended creation, open-ended creativity. You just kind of let it, you know, free associate in a lot of ways. You throw that energy out there because that creates a lot of new things. You know, a lot of things show up, and we know, you know, with quantum physics and divine creation, things just show up because that's the human seeing them. They've always been there. They're here, and they always will be. There's only one moment. But as the human integrates using various ways of doing so, rituals, tools, whatever they enjoy, a walk in the park, things are revealed. Things come to you. You're like, hey, I like that. Let's go with that. That's what I need. When I need it, right now, let's go. But anyways, the master creates space to allow that open-ended, you know, first excitement, and then you have an open-ended energy mindset toward that excitement, that thing you're excited about. Because whatever you might be thinking in your excitement, there's way more that divinity has created. And so go have the experience and be open-ended about it. Categorically, you know, we like that tool of the cataloging things. It really helps you organize the studio of all of your creation. The studio needs a little, you know, functionality in it. So think categorically. Have meta reflection. The, you know, the master leader, you know, starts in excitement, but then has meta reflection, meaning he reflects on his excitement. Doesn't just have the excitement, but he reflects on the excitement and then reflects on the reflection of the excitement. That's when you start getting, you know, you're looping. What we call the looping tool, but it ignites metacognition, meta-reflection. And it unlocks what we call the 4 voices that show you what you need, reveal to you what you need when you need it. And heck, we do a whole show on the 4 voices. And that came up in our notes today, actually, in some of the work we were doing with our companion book to the Leadership Development Program, that meta-reflection component. Also, the master leader, through dialogue, create space for energy to serve him and his team. Dialogue is an incredibly powerful tool. You know, it can be done through writing, having imaginary conversations on paper, allowing your team to do that, and then having regular check-ins with your team, and that's dialogue. You know, you start discussing things and have an open-ended approach to those things. Have metacognition, meta-reflective sessions after you're done talking to each other. Continue talking to each other after you talk to each other through dialogue on paper. Very metacognitive stuff. The 4 voices, like we said, are activated. And we'll talk about those 4 voices in a future show. Excited about that for leadership development. We usually talk about that looping and the dialogue tools in the writing program, but it came out as we were working on the companion book to leadership development that, wow, those 4 voices, the master leader activates those 4 voices to show him and his team what they need when they need it. Pretty cool. It's how energy works. It's how synchronicity works. So let's review that. The excited the master leader leads with excitement, follows his excitement in an open-ended way. He's categorical about it, so it's organized. It's not just haphazard craziness going on. He can focus on a category and trust that he can deal with all those different categories at various times in the studio of his creation. He makes sure he does meta reflection on his experiences and on the reflection of those experiences. So he, twice over, he makes sure that dialogue, very powerful tool, happens. So four things: creating space for energy to serve him and his team. So through the magic of synchronicity, because we know the formula from channeling, you know, Daryl Anka channeling Bashar, we know the formula of the universe is follow your excitement. And this activates magic, synchronicity, things, energies to start serving you. There's nothing for you to do, it's just for you to recognize and to go and be in flow, receiving what you need when you need it, and just being in gratitude of that. Okay? Even if it might show up in contrast, which happens less and less the more you truly follow your excitement. So that being said, the master leader following with his excitement creates a lot of great stuff. It follows then that within the space that the master leader facilitates, the master leader, of course, trusts how when he follows his excitement to the best of his abilities without expectations, now there's a new one, his group, what the group needs when they need it is revealed. So not just for him, but for the group this happens, okay? So, I mean, you as an individual, the only person in the room, we've talked about that. You are the only person in the room because there is only one moment that's happening. Anything, any variation of that moment is just you shifting energy and experiencing that same moment in another way. We know that. Quick review. But then we thought, think about, well, what about the other people in the room? And we talked about agreements. Those people you're in agreements or disagreements with. So you're co-creating with them. So be careful about who you are interacting with, because you're co-creating. You're either co-creating your version of that moment, or you're surrendering some power and energy to them, and you're getting kind of sucked into their version of that reality, and you're ending up with their reality. So be careful that you're in agreement. The leader is very careful about creating, and we talked about this last week, when you create what the group holds sacred. That's the agreement. So now you're all creating, you're co-creating a reality. And it becomes a really beautiful thing. So a quick review there. You're probably going to hear that all the time. Because we need it, right? It's such a new way of looking at things. So just as the master leader follows his own excitement in that moment, alone in the room, also he's co-creating. He's a leader of a team. He or she. Excusing he because of for miracle, okay? So leader of the team, so now you're co-creating. So this is now allowing everyone to experience that, okay? So as the master leader does so, trusting that, following his excitement to the best of his abilities without expectation, man, we could probably do an entire show on that, the without expectation, because that is really turning over the tables in the temple of limitations. Because, you know, the way we see a leader is a leader expects things, right? So when you tell people, you know, a master leader follows his excitement, allows the team to do the same, that's what we're going to get into next, but creates a space where that happens for everyone, you know, happens for not just him, but for the group because they're co-creating. You know, they're in that same version of the moment together. When you say a leader doesn't have expectations, if you just left it like that, you would get everyone's attention in the room, be a nice icebreaker. Then you have to kind of backpedal. Yeah, if the leader's following his excitement to the best of his ability with no expectations and allowing everybody else to do the same, that's a whole nother thing. And then that would take a lot of clarification. Tune in next week. We'll do about 13 workshops on that. You would tell that group of people. But isn't that cool how, you know, if it's happening for you individually in that moment, if you're a master leader, then you're co-creating with a group. So guess what? It's happening for them too. Whoa, that becomes really cool. It becomes a lot of momentum. You know, Adamus from the Crimson Circle, that information that we gather from the Crimson Circle about energy, about the new consciousness, about mastery and enlightenment. Adamus says how, you know, two or three angels, or just two angels co-creating, becomes like the synergistic energy and momentum and synchronicity of like thousands, if not hundreds of thousands or millions of people. Just two. So you see the power of a relationship that's functional in agreement. Just with, between like a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband and wife, or just, you know, whatever, partners, professionally, personally, intimately, whatever. If they're two high-functioning leadership angels, masters on the planet, well, and that's why the new consciousness happened. You know, and we, to help you understand that, the Christ consciousness happened. And Christ isn't so much a person as it was, as it is, because it always will be, right? The Christ consciousness was just, there were enough people on the planet with the consciousness about an agreement about love, about servitude, about peace, you know, about those things that are the Christ consciousness, you know, empowerment, you know, the kingdom of God is at hand. It's not beyond the clouds somewhere. You are a direct manifestation of divine energy. You know, that idea of Christ consciousness, enough people, that was created by us. You know, we've always been here, we're here, and we always will be. We were there. That's us. That's why you feel that warm, fuzzy feeling around churches and cathedrals and those stony places. Gotta get stoned. No, but I, you know, you just feel that because you created that for hundreds of, you know, for centuries, even thousands of years. That was your manifestation of the Christ. You brought that in, and then of course it got ridiculously corrupted. And it was leveraged by, you know, a lot of people who are fooled into thinking they have power, and a lot of people, even more people, who bought into being fooled that they had that power. And that stalled it down pretty hard. But, and then the new consciousness, same thing. Enough people have embraced the idea of divine embodiment. There's enough of us here that have acknowledged, it's been there, it's here, it always has. We've always been divinely embodied. But enough of us are realizing it that we're calling it the new consciousness. It's such a seamless offshoot of the Christ consciousness. It really is. When you look at the fundamental, principles of Christ consciousness, it's just such a seamless flow into what we're doing. And in fact, you know, we taught it for a long time from the Christ consciousness perspective. What we do with empowerment, leadership development, you know, ownership, all that stuff. We were coming, and then we came a lot from earth religions for a long time because we had to recenter our own energy. So it was really important for us to go pre-Christianity for a while and just really align our energy cleaner. It was a little dirty. And it really helped, you know, through Wicca, American Indian spirituality, Buddhism. It was just, we were just pulling in everything. And it just really cleaned us up. It was nice. And it got our energy ready for this. It was really important for us to do that for 13 years, a sacred number of paganism. That's so cool. We did that for 13 years. So the master leader. And if you want to chat about master leadership, be that master leader, give us a call. The show you're listening to, Channel U, like Channel University. And why? Because, hey, you've arrived. It's time. It's time for you. It's time to channel you. You came here at this time to integrate and experience full integration of divine embodiment. And so here we are. We have these radio shows to try and acknowledge and help you realize I'm not crazy. This is real. That's what happened to me in 2012. It was like so affirming. To hear this information. And now, of course, the master leader, the next thing we're going to talk about, is just motivated to help others experience the same thing or remember the same thing. Get help out of there. Not what it is. It's just reminding people. So, quick review. Master leader follows his excitement in an open-ended, categorical way, creating, you know, engaging in meta-reflection and engaging in dialogue, and creates a space where energy just gets unleashed for him and his group, and synchronicity starts serving everybody with what they need when they need it. It follows then, we focus a little more on the group here, that this happens for everyone in the group that's in agreement, not just the person who's been designated governorship, governance in the group, but everybody, because that excitement, it just, it's really seamless. You're co-creating. You know what you hold sacred as a group. You're co-creating. There's an agreement there. Boom. And then the master leader, last thing, and this is echoing, most importantly, or more importantly, the master leader, you know, it excites the master leader to assist. Now, part of the master leader's excitement, again, part of following his excitement or her excitement is that others he or she co-creates with are allowed the same opportunity. So the master leader, it excites him to assist others, the others that he's in agreement with, to do the same, to follow their excitement to the best of their ability, and to activate synchronicity, magic, and allow energy to just rush in and serve them too. So a leader doesn't have ego. Okay, it's not about fulfilling the leader's excitement and then delegating everybody to work towards which he or she is excited about. That can get weird. So there's a fine line. You got to make sure you're in co-creation and in agreement. And it's okay if you're not. I mean, could people just leave groups? Not that they're bad or anything, that they have to leave. Although a lot of times, yeah, they have a dysfunctional energy that wants to stick and energy suck off other things in a negative way. And in a cohesive, high-functioning group in agreement, they just take themselves out because there's nothing to stick to. It's what the coronavirus does. It doesn't really hurt a lot of people very much unless they're super dysfunctional. It just kind of dances around. And if it touches you and it can't stick to you, it moves on to the next host very quickly. So it rushes through the population. So the coronavirus is really an interesting example of what is not in agreement. Because your natural state, your divine embodiment, is that of health and wellness. That's your natural state. If you're functioning in that energy, being true to yourself, following your excitement to the best of your ability, and being honest and true about that, not much can stick to you. Health-wise, not much can stick to you as far as your self-worth. Not much can stick to you that doesn't belong there in regards to your abundance, to your creativity, to your relationships. And relationship is kind of the umbrella for all this. So we always talk about those five things: self-worth, creativity, abundance, health and wellness, and relationships. I love the coronavirus giving us that wonderful example, because now that we're doing the antibody testing, we're finding out that 80 times more people have this than we thought, which means the death rate is almost nothing. And all was for naught, side comment there. You'll see that in the coming weeks. But the interesting thing is how the coronavirus just moves through. You know, if you can't find something that energy suck off of, it's on to the next. You just, you know, you're left with a little touch of it and you test positive, but it never hurt you because you're functional health-wise. So it's kind of a testament to the health of the planet that we're doing pretty good, that so few people are affected, you know, in a mortality sort of way by this thing. Kind of interesting thinking out loud there. You're listening to the show Channel U, brought to you by the Raven Institute, five schools of personal mastery in the new consciousness, energy, entrepreneurship, leadership, performance, and writing. It's Wednesday, the third of our five themes, so we're focused on leadership development. And we really like what came through today when we were working on our companion book to leadership development program. Solid program. We've got a beautiful portfolio of five, series of five workshops. But we're putting a companion book together with it, you know, almost like a self-help book, you know, hard copy, something like that sort of thing. But we don't know what it's going to look like. It's only in workshop one in our writing program. So we've yet to have much revealed. But man, every time we put pen to paper, great stuff. And today, focusing on the master leader and how the master leader, through following their own excitement, true excitement, not anxiety, a whole other thing that gets created in a group and the herd when the leader follows their anxiety. And we've talked about that. We talked about that 2 weeks ago in that show that we're pretty proud of. We talked about the difference between the leader that's a fire prevention expert and the leader who just runs around putting flash fires out all day. And you can tell the difference between those two leaders in our own coronavirus crisis right now. It's kind of exposing who's the leader, who's the proactive leader, and who's the one that's just jumping around, trying to make it up as they go along, changing the rules constantly, the numbers can't constantly, it's a mess. You can tell the difference, right? South Korea, done with this thing in 2 weeks. Had everything in place. It had happened before. They'd seen it. It's just the SARS virus. They're ready. Second time it came along 2 or 3 years later, boom, 2 weeks, they're back to normal. So because they were fire preventionists, they weren't flash fire people who just don't put anything in place. And then when stuff goes wrong, oh, boy, do you see a bunch of drama start acting out. Everyone starts playing their parts. Media plays their part. Political leaders play their part. The victims in the society play their part. And on and on and on. Everyone starts playing these parts. Instead of a functional group with a master leadership where everyone is in agreement and things are in place based on those agreements, when something comes along like a virus, like something that doesn't belong there, it can't really stick to the hosts or to the herd, and it just kind of moves through and whoosh, it's over because it has nothing, you know, it's always an energy dysfunction. You know, it's either in good energy or you're in bad energy. And the bad energy, if you want to call it that, energy suckers, we call them through the Crimson Circle. Adonis says that, you know, you're just a vampire. You're draining energy from, you're trying to, you don't think you have enough. You don't realize you're a divine embodiment. You think you need to grab energy from other people, or there's other people in power, or you're the one in power. It's just weird. Speaking of power, true power is being that master leader who follows his excitement, is open-ended about anything can happen, is open to anything, keeps things in categories, keeps things organized, does meta-reflection, reflects on an experience and then reflects on the reflection, and creates lots of healthy dialogue to get to what he needs, when he needs it, and activate energy to serve him and his group, okay? The master leader creates and facilitates a space where the group can do that too, because he trusts that the excitement of the group, if they're following to their greatest ability, their excitement, then what the group needs when they need it is revealed. And most importantly, any master leader is excited to assist others, others that he co-creates with, that they're in a creative agreement with, to do the same, to follow their own excitement to the best of their ability with no expectations on the outcome, and activate that wonderful stuff. The contrast, what we see a lot of times in leadership, especially in our health crisis right now, the not-so-master leader just following their anxiety, which was already there to begin with, and then just keeps following that anxiety and keeps getting what's created. Energy serves you unconditionally, so it just serves what anxiety. And things get messy. But it's not messy here at the Raven Institute. It's pretty neat here in the leadership, the School of Leadership Development. Thanks for listening to us, to the show Channel You, because it's time. It's time for you. It's time to channel you. Thanks, guys. This is Robert Palmer, Robert Joseph Palmer, wishing you wellness.